Nashville's Ryman Auditorium is the backdrop for a story Garrison Keillor tells pretty frequently. In 1974, the New Yorker magazine dispatched him to document the Opry. The show is moving out of the decaying mother church of country music and into new digs near Opryland. The experience changed his life. Within months, he was creating his own radio variety show. And 43 years later, Prairie Home Companion still airs every Saturday night. WPLN's Blake Farmer spoke to Garrison Keillor, who's performing at the Ryman this weekend.
I will confess that I'm kind of a fanboy. I devour Garrison Keillor's work, and I'd never taken the time to dig up his New Yorker article from 1974 until this week. And I was curious, who gave you this assignment?
William Shawn was the editor of the New Yorker at the time. William Shawn was a man who seldom left New York City, and then often reluctantly, but he was very curious about all sorts of things, including, as it turned out, country music. He did not drive a car. I don't know that he heard much country music, but I think he came across some lyrics that intrigued him. And so he called on me to go down to Nashville.
And Keillor welcomed the work. He grew up listening to the Opry, tuning in to 6:50 a.m. with a homemade antenna.
The a.m. signal came in pretty well in the winter, and we used to string an aerial, my brother and I, out the window of our bedroom, and we could pick up the Opry. It sounded different from other shows because it had an audience, and it was live, and you could tell that.
But I read that you had tried to see the Opry in person before, but I guess even made the drive from Minnesota, and tickets were sold out. Were you that big of a fan?
Yes. I stood out in the parking lot. The windows were open because they had no air conditioning, and I looked in through the windows, and I could see the lower halves of the performers and all of some of the shorter performers, like Stonewall Jackson. You could see all of him. I could see the lower two-thirds of Dolly Parton, and there were a lot of people out there in the parking lot who had driven a long way, and we could hear it on the radios of cars and pickup trucks parked out there. It was a whole scene.
He would return for the last show before the Opry moved out of the Ryman, but this time with special access to all the performers. He chatted up Roy Acuff jamming in his green room. To fit in, Keillor wore a white linen suit, cowboy boots, and a brown cowboy hat, a far cry from the red sneakers he's known for wearing with suits these days. Garrison Keillor talked about his inspiration for Prairie Home Companion on the show itself 20 years later. It was the first time he performed at the Ryman, which had been saved from demolition.
So it's a powerful feeling to come and visit the site of yet another of life's haphazard decisions. And to think about who that young man was sitting up there in the balcony. He was 32 years old. He was discontented and confused, normal for a writer. And he was sitting up there looking at people on the stage trying to think how he was ever going to get this down on paper.
This struggling writer from Minnesota was having a sort of identity crisis. He'd gotten an article published in the New Yorker, now another, but something was off.
All the time I was trying hard to be published in the New Yorker, I also had the feeling that that I was trying to be somebody I was not. This article about the Opry, which opened the door to starting a Prairie Home Companion, which opened the door to talking about a small town in Minnesota, also gave me something that was much closer to an authentic voice than what I had written for the magazine. I loved reading the magazine. I still do. I wish them well. But it's not it's not my medium, and I'm glad that I found it at the age of 32.
Does a Prairie Home Companion ever start without this train ride down to Nashville to catch the last show at the Ryman?
No, it does not. It does not, because I was not a performer, had no interest in being a performer. Never did theater in school. I never stood up in front of an audience before. But it was seeing other people do it in that particular context. It was very moving.
Now this place that provided the inspiration for one of public radio's longest-running shows has come to revere the creator. When the Ryman's management searched for performers to celebrate the 125th year of the hall, they tapped Garrison Keillor. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Blake Farmer.